This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9. It starts today. The Tulane Future of Energy Forum. Pierre Connor joins us now, Executive Director of the Tulane Energy Institute. Talk about it. Big event and of terribly important to the people here in this area as it relates to the future of energy. Good morning, Pierre. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this event, what it's for, and what it hopes to accomplish.
Well, Tommy, it's for really everyone. It's free, it's open to the public, and it's to encourage a really frank conversation about what the future of energy should look like. And I'd make the point that I think that we're in an inflection point in energy like we haven't seen since the 70s. Everybody should be thinking about it and be able to figure out how to chart this path forward.
Boy, you got my attention saying that, Pierre, because I can remember stories of people waiting in line to get gas where it wasn't available. When you say in the 70s, are you talking about along those lines or oil boom or bust, or what do you mean?
Well, yes, along those lines. And I think what was, at the time, energy permeated everyone's consciousness because we did wait in line. We had to adjust our thermostats, and we had to be conscious about energy. And then, you know, in the intervening 40 years, it really wasn't as much of a focus. But the timing is right, and the place is right. Tommy, you made the point, you know, Louisiana is where we should have this conversation. You know, it's not an either-or conversation. It's an, you know, it's a yes-and conversation. And what you're seeing in Louisiana, of course, is growth and demand. We have an amazing development with the data center in North Louisiana. We're going to be one of the largest exporters of LNG. We have great progress around renewable sources of energy as well, solar. We have a business here that's involved with wind power. So Louisiana is the right place to get the people together with all perspectives to figure out where is the sweet spot. You know, what does it look like?
I'm looking at some of the different things, different events for each day, and I see today you got the energy industry explain trends, pressures, and possibilities, a conversation with Jim Burke, president and CEO of Vistra. What would people gain from that? What would you say are the trends, the pressures, and possibilities when it comes to the energy industry?
Well, there's two aspects. Of course, there's electrons and there's molecules. And the great thing is that, you know, our region has both of those. And Jim is a Tulane graduate and is now the CEO of the largest independent power provider in the country. And it's really tracking well with the demands of power growth that, you know, we haven't seen for decades. And I think people need to really understand the interplay between, you know, is it secure? Is it sustainable? Is it, you know, is it affordable and accessible? And how do you see all of those things come together? That's important.
And another thing I see, workforce opportunities in energy sustainability and environmental rehabilitation, which goes to what you said earlier, which is it's not either or. It's how to maximize both, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's how do we, there isn't any singular solution. And, there are certainly lots of the historical wrong turns and pitfalls that have occurred in various places. And we have the opportunity right now to really educate the students, for one. I mean, that's our focus here, obviously, at Tulane, but also the public, because we're opening this up to everyone so they understand, what are the issues, and chart that path. Get there the right way and the best way that's good for everyone.
And as you mentioned, students, I see there's also a session on students, where are you needed most and how to get there. Where's the future for students in the field of energy?
Well, pretty consistently, energy jobs grow faster than the rest of the economy over a reasonable period. Now, I know we all hear about the ups and downs of various segments of the energy industry, but over time, there's a consistent upward trend as we increase the demand for energy. And also, importantly, Tommy, we're fortunate to have EMFRA. The CEO of EMFRA will be here, and we're going to be comprehensive and talk about energy consumption as well. And EMFRA focuses on the concepts around energy as a service and being efficient in our use of energy. So the jobs are everywhere, frankly.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I see one tomorrow, building the energy system of tomorrow, and also forging the future grid, a dialogue on resilience, flexibility, and AI. We'll talk about all that when we come back. 8:50, 10 till 9. Our guest is Pierre Connor, Executive Director of the Tulane Energy Institute. The Tulane Future of Energy Forum starts today. And Pierre, you said it is open to the public, right?
That's correct. Energyforum.tulane.edu.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Pick it up. We come back. 8:51, traffic, WWL. 8:56 and a half, we're talking to Pierre Connor, Executive Director of the Tulane Energy Institute, about the Tulane Energy Forum, that's Future of Energy Forum, that starts today and runs through Friday. Pierre, I got to tell you, man, I'm looking at the lineup that you have here, and it is a very impressive array of people. Walter Isaacson moderating a group at 11 o'clock, the Forging the Future Grid, a dialogue on resilience, flexibility, and AI that includes Tom Kuhn, President and CEO of Global Energy Advisors, Deanna Rodrigue, President and CEO of Energy New Orleans. Tell me what that, if you want to call it a breakout, or that panel is going to discuss.
Well, I think that the discussion about the future of the grid and its resiliency, its reliability, these things are becoming more and more important to all of us. The president of Energy New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ms. Rodriguez, as well as, her boss, the CEO of Entergy Corporation. Mm-hmm. here would be, you know, talking about how do we meet this growing demand for electricity that we haven't seen for decades. And then, you know, it's an interesting question about AI. Tommy, you know, does AI make us more efficient? Can we use that tool to allow us to be more conscious in our use of energy? But yet, of course, it's a tremendous demand for power, as we're seeing, you know, energy supply power for that unique facility being built in North Louisiana. So I think there's an opportunity for us all to understand how we could use those tools and how we can make them more efficient and as well, of course, make sure it's all affordable to everyone.
And then Friday, a global energy magnet, what LNG reveals about Louisiana's advantage. I live in Plaquemine, so that is of intense interest to me. What is Louisiana's advantage when it comes to LNG?
Well, that's a great point, Tommy. You know, they like to say that all roads lead to Rome, mm-hmm. but the reality is all pipelines lead to Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So we have the infrastructure to move the molecules. We also have access to, you know, higher pressure, drier natural gas in North Louisiana, and we have our coastline. So we just need to make sure that we're smart about taking advantage of all those things and supplying, frankly, places that want affordable, lower emissions energy by the use of our LNG that we export. Louisiana needs to be very thoughtful about that, and there's great opportunities for us as a result.
I'm going to tell you, it's an impressive array that you put together over the next 3 days, and there's something there literally for everyone. I would suggest you go to energyforum.tulane.edu, and you can register first and get your credentials. It's free, is that right, to the public?
That's right. We might have, you know, nearly 1,500 people have registered, but I think there'll be a lot of good conversations in the sessions as well as on the sidelines.
And it's on a campus, right?
That is correct, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. And again, good luck. That's an impressive array. We'll take a break, come back, talk about college sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.